streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Divers are heading back out into the icy waters of the Potomac River this morning to search for more victims of Wednesday night's crash between an American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter. They've already recovered two black boxes. CBS's Chris Van Cleve spoke with the National Transportation Safety Board's Todd Inman.
Are there any signs that people tried to get out of that airplane?
We've not seen any indication of that. Of course, we're still in a recovery mode, first and foremost, to get the perishable evidence and specifically the bodies out. Once we get a little bit closer into that, we'll be able to better understand the dynamics of what may have happened upon impact.
You also have to speak to the families.
Yes.
How difficult is that part of this job?
It's not something I expected.
67 people were killed in the crash. Sources tell CBS News the remains of 40 people have been recovered. Among the victims, father of two, Alex Huffman, his uncle, David Friedman.
I mean, he was a great guy. He really loved his kids, and he was very family-oriented. He was on his own since he was 18. He bought his first house when he was 19. He was very successful.
Many of the victims were figure skaters returning from an elite development camp in Kansas. President Trump says new tariffs on the U.S. two neighbors are coming tomorrow. Correspondent Jared Hill.
President Trump promised new 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico, citing immigration and drugs.
Those tariffs may or may not rise with time.
Oil explicitly not included on the list of taxed items. Trump said that, though, could change based on price.
Three of the president's most controversial cabinet picks faced questions at confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill. Kash Patel, FBI director nominee on Mr. Trump's blanket pardons for January 6th rioters.
I have always advocated for imprisoning those that cause harm to our law enforcement and civilian communities.
Hearings also held for Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The FDA has approved the first new painkiller in 20 years. CBS's Michael Toscano says this one carries less risk.
The pill is from Vertex Pharmaceuticals and is designed for acute pain that often occurs after surgery or injuries. Unlike opioids, it blocks pain by working on nerves outside the brain. Opioids work directly on the brain, leading to addiction.
Animal rescuers in the Florida Panhandle have saved the lives of as many as 1,000 sea turtles who fell into a comatose state, flippers paralyzed, heartbeats barely perceptible during that rare winter storm last week. Experts say, just like local humans, they were caught off guard by the frigid weather. S&P futures up 27. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. We're under a dense fog advisory through 9 this morning. Visibility in areas is less than a quarter mile. Drivers are being told to slow down, use headlights, and maintain a safe stopping distance. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. A search was started again this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Two other people who were on the UTV managed to escape the water. They declined further medical attention. Local rescue teams, along with a DNR team, are assisting in the search. Earlier this week, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling put out a warning regarding thin ice. That was after a handful of water rescues in Racine County. A Racine man thought he was within his rights when he shot at someone near his car. He wasn't. Jesus Cabrera has been charged with a felony for endangering safety after shooting at a person in a ski mask who was near his vehicle. Cabrera thought he was acting under the Castle Doctrine, but the law only applies to defending yourself in a home, not a yard. The shooting this week happened after Cabrera saw somebody on a security camera. There were no injuries. He did end up damaging his own vehicle. There's more of your money piling up in Madison. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football. You know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Vormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Currently, it's 39.
What else is annoying in the world besides everything? What about your device dictatorship that you live under, cowering in fear from your phone? Oh, my phone, where's my phone? I can't find my phone. Oh, here it is. I got it. It's here. My phone is here. I moved it from this pocket to this pocket. I didn't know where it was for a second. I'm okay. That was really close. You are so hypnophonified at this point. You hand your phone to somebody to show them something. After 2 seconds, you go, all right, okay, give it back. Give it back. You saw it. That's it. Give it back. I am completely off the grid right now. When that battery gets low, you feel like your whole body's running out of power, don't you? I feel tired when the phone battery gets down to like 10 or 5. I can't even walk. You guys go ahead without me. I got to get to a charger. A call comes in. Listen, I don't know how much time I have left out here. I wish I could take back some of the things I've said. If I go dead on the street, tell everyone I know, I'll talk to them tomorrow.
boys. Help me, Rhonda. 610, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Good morning, I'm Don Rosen. I'm lucky I got here. Foggy out there this morning. And you know what? If you put on your brights, not a good idea, and the fog comes right back at you. So don't drive with your brights on. It doesn't really work well in the fog. Today, we got some rain, I see. We got some fog early on. But by this afternoon, sunny with a high near 38. Looks like a high near 34 tomorrow. Highs near 46 on Sunday. When I was getting out of the house, getting into my car this morning, my son leaves the same time I do. And he kind of snuck up on me and scared about 20 years off my life. And he said, it's springtime. I said, don't forget, we had 24 inches of snow on Groundhog Day in 2011. It ain't over till it's over. So don't count your spring chicks before they hatch. All right. Good morning. 6:11 now. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. What a way to wake up. CCR. Here's Creedence. Here's Proud Mary.
Nope, a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Clean a lot of plates.
To hit first, I can Tina Turner or CCR? I'm not sure. Huh. I gotta look that up now. It's gonna bother me. 6:14, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I see Netflix is rebooting Little House on the Prairie. The original series told the kind of true story of the Ingalls family who lived on a farm in Minnesota in the late 1800s, and it ran on TV from 1974 to 1983. A Netflix executive says the new version will be, quote, part hopeful family drama, part epic survival tale, and part origin story of the American West. No word on casting or a start date. I never saw that. My family, when I was growing up, we weren't the Little House on the Prairie type. I don't know what type we were, but it wasn't that. And I look back now and I see, that looks like a good show. It looks like a really good show. That was the one with Michael Landon, right? Yeah. And I'm sorry I didn't watch it back then. I could do it now because it's everywhere. It's on stream. It's on DVD. It's everywhere. It's 6:15, local news. Timeless hits. WRJN, rain and fog this morning, sunshine this afternoon. Right now it's foggy, 38 degrees, right here at Radio Park.
I got sunshine on a cloud.
Temptations, My Girl, local news, time to sit to WRJN at 617. Well, in honor of Groundhog Day, which, by the way, is this Sunday, there's a ranking of the most accurate weather-predicting groundhogs in America. Punxsutawney Phil. Now, he's the iconic groundhog on Groundhog Day. You know, he ranked 17th out of 19 groundhogs with an accuracy rate of just 35%. In first place, Staten Island Chuck out of New York. His accuracy rate, 85%. Now, in sixth place is our Jimmy the Groundhog. His accuracy rate is 60%. Well, Punxsutawney Phil, 17 out of 19. That's not a good feeling I have there. Groundhog Day is coming up again Sunday. That means I got to dig out my DVD of Bill Murray and Groundhog Day. We watch it every Groundhog Day, so you know where I'll be on Sunday.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body, like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, part dog, part man, all hero. They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete each weeknight on our sister station, WAUK AM 540.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
for 6301 tonight, the Four Seasons. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 626. 2 weeks to go until Valentine's Day, man. That's right. Don't trick yourself into thinking a breakup would be easier than buying a half-decent gift. A study found breakups are harder on men than they are on women. It's because guys tend to rely on their partner for most of their emotional support they get. Women, well, they also get it from friend groups. And speaking about Valentine's Day, be listening in about 15, 20 minutes. We've got some big Valentine's Day news for you. That's coming up right here at WRJN. But first, the Isleys. Twist and Shout, 627 here at WRJN.
Shake it up, baby.
Your tongue like that. My wife can do that. I can't do that. I can't roll my tongue. That thing they do in the songs. I don't know how people do that. My wife can also whistle with two fingers. You know, obviously people do that loud whistle. I can't do that either. She can do a lot of stuff I can't do. That's why I keep her around. She's pretty good at all that kind of stuff, and I'm not. Well, this is odd but true. The Sutter family, they come from Viking, Alberta, Canada. They had seven boys. Now, six of those boys went on to be NHL players in the 1970s and 80s. Now you say, what happened to that seventh son? Well, he won $10 million in the lottery, so he didn't have to play hockey, I guess. 6:30 exactly at WRJN. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In Kenosha County, a search for a missing 70-year-old man resumed this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. A UTV fell through the ice yesterday with two other people on that vehicle able to escape. The 70-year-old man remained in the water. Crews were out late into the night and resumed this morning. The incident highlights concerns about ice safety. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling issued a warning earlier this week after multiple water rescues in Racine County. Downtown Racine will again transform into an art gallery this summer with the pieces picked. Large metal kites will adorn the downtown for the annual art installation. The metal kites will be built by welding students at Gateway and then decorated by a group of selected artists. Applications are currently being accepted. After the summer display, the kites will be auctioned off. License plate aficionados have a new one to learn. A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work in sustaining over 2.4 million acres of forests.
With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, today is the day that a lot of people in Door County and Wisconsin in general have been looking forward to. Green and Gold, the movie, opens. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. The story, set largely in Door County, tells the story of Buck, a challenged dairy farmer in the 90s that decides literally to bet it all on a Super Bowl victory and the Green Bay Packers. Craig T. Nelson plays Buck, the struggling dairy farmer. Nelson actually has farming in his background and says that this work, he believes, tells the story of why agriculture is so important. And he had a message for all the farmers in Wisconsin.
You're probably the most important people that we can have in this country, and I mean that sincerely, because the value and the tradition and the beauty of what you do and the hard work, I mean, but there's a resiliency in the American spirit that you carry and that we seem to have forgotten and somehow marginalized you in a way that is just heartbreaking.
Craig T. Nelson, the star of Green and Gold, the movie, with a message to our farmers. You can find theater locations and purchase tickets online. Go to greenandgoldmovie.com. The movie, by the way, underwritten in part by Culver's.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
And our current Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel's been racking up the miles, but this time in the air. She just returned from a trade mission with the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin to Vietnam, Singapore, and Malaysia. Heinzel says the Ginseng Board wanted to target that geography in front of their Lunar New Year, which fell on January 29th. In Vietnam specifically, gift-giving is an important part of that holiday, and ginseng is a targeted gift. I'm Pam Yonke.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Current temperature is 37.
I love my mother. She lives up in Boston, and I live here. And I wish I could say that I missed her, but she doesn't really give me the opportunity to, you know what I mean? Like, she calls me 15 times a day. But every time I go back, she loves to take me on these memory lane drive-bys. And they always start out very warm and inviting, and by the end, they're like morose and frightening, you know? And they always start with the parish. She's like, oh, you remember the parish, don't you? Nice memories there. You were baptized, confirmed. Oh, and here's the high school. Remember you got drunk and you knocked your front tooth out? You made your mother cry. Do you remember how you made your mother cry? And then it goes on to have something that has nothing to do with me. She's like, remember that guy got murdered over here? Yeah. They never found his torso. You and your sister were out late that night, but I didn't ask any questions. I love you unconditionally. Remember that.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know. While that's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you.
that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long.
Reminds me of Groundhog Day. Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. Remember those two guys on the radio every time Bill Murray wakes up in the same day? Hey, it's Groundhog Day. Hey, you woodchuck chuckers. Please, I Got You, Babe. Except the final morning, he doesn't hear I Got You, Babe. Hey there, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Hey, a woman in New Zealand posted a video after she bought a wrap at a sandwich place. And it came with a knife in it. Luckily, she bit into the handle, not the blade. Now, people online were shocked. Not that there was a knife in their wrap. The fact that she didn't sue anybody.
All the world of a song.
always sell the songs from the 60s and 70s. They always had like a message to them. Yeah. Today's songs don't have any messages. There's you got to stand up, you got to fight, you know, all those songs, but not today. No, they're kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Kind of superficial, I guess. 642 local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Well, this woman got revenge on her nephew for a snarky birthday card he sent 3 decades ago. It said, "Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. Well, she got even. She saved that card for 30 years and just sent it back for his 40th birthday. There's a photo of it posted on Reddit. Talk about holding on to a grudge. Rain and fog this morning. It's becoming sunny today with a high near 38. We're at 38 and foggy right now here at Radio Park. Martha Reeves, Dancing in the Street at 6:45. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Rain and fog early on today. They're becoming sunny with a high near 38. Cloudy, lows around 28 tonight. Cloudy, highs around 34 tomorrow. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 46. And not a bad weekend. Foggy, 38 degrees here at Radio Park. Be careful driving out there this morning. Hey, you know the WRJN plays the Timeless Hits. And now, as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts, too. It's a WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. Now, we'll set one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. At a great concert night with Hermits Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. Now, simply enter at one of our sponsor locations. Now, we'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th. We'll call the winner on the phone with all the details. You can stop in to register at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Rasmussen Diamonds, of course, on Washington Avenue, Racine. And the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless Hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine. WRJN. And speaking about love, before you hang up on an unknown phone call or a text message, listen to this story. The BBC did a story about a guy in England named Donovan Shears who got his first cell phone in 1998 when he was 18 years old. Texting was brand new back then. So he texted hello to a random number just for the fun of it. He got a text back from a woman named Christy. They ended up getting married 4 years later, and they have two kids now, ages 6 and 9. So before you don't answer that text message back, think about this story. 647 at WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
To
Turn. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, what's something that happens to you all the time, but you have no idea if it happens to anyone else? Here are some examples we heard. Walking into a room and completely forgetting why you went in there. I think that happens to everybody. Spilling on yourself when you take a drink. That's another one that happens to everybody. And forgetting someone's name 2 seconds after you meet them. Well, that doesn't happen to me. It's at least 30 seconds before I forget their names. That happens a lot. And it's so embarrassing because you don't want to look at their name tags, because then it's obvious you forgot their names, right?
Forget him if he doesn't love you. Forget him if he doesn't care. Don't let him tell you that he wants you. 'Cause he can't give you love which isn't there.
Forget him. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So this 84-year-old guy was caught driving without a license. 84. Now he says he's been driving for 72 years and never had a license. Police said they were gentle with him, whatever that means. Isn't that scary? All these people driving on the roads never had a license before. 84 years old. It's 656 WRJN. Here come the OJs. We all have them at work. We all have them everywhere we go. We're talking about the Backstabbers. Some rain and fog early on today, then becoming sunny. Highs near 38, a nice weekend, too. Right now, foggy and 38 right here at Radio Park.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have some more.
Somebody's out.
That's my favorite part of the song. Stab, stab, stab. I think we've all worked with a backstabber, haven't we? I know I have. I'll tell you a quick story. Want to hear about my backstabber story? Okay. I was, I guess, about 18, 19 years old. I was working at a radio station, and I was doing the overnights. And it was great for a kid, a teenager, working overnights at a rock and roll station. And they made me, you know, I was working 7 nights a week. And then I get down to 5 nights a week, and they made me full time. There was a guy on staff who wanted the job. He worked part time 1 night a week, but he wanted my job. So he had people send in postcards to the program director to get rid of me, saying I was no good. Nothing, you know, salacious or anything. Just, you know, they didn't like listening to me on the radio. And the program director called me and he said, look at these postcards. And they all wrote the same basic thing. And he said, who do you think put these people up to it? I said, I know who put them up to it. And so they called the guy in and he said, yeah, I had people send the cards in. Today, that guy's a priest. Actually, a minister. He's a minister today. and he admitted to it. And he became a friend after that. You know, I knew where he stood. He knew where I stood. But talk about the backstabbers. That's a true story. 7 o'clock here at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Divers are getting back in the Potomac River to recover additional victims from Wednesday night's collision of an American Airlines passenger plane and an Army helicopter. Sources tell CBS News the remains of 40 of the 67 victims have been retrieved. Retired Coast Guard Lieutenant Shannon Scaff.
It's difficult to reach certain areas of the aircraft just because of its orientation and their ability to get in there.